Mark, I'd like you, first of all, to tell me a little bit about the new position that you have with the Agricultural Research and Development Center.
Well, thanks, Chuck. I'm the director at our University of Nebraska's Ag Research and Development Center, which is a flagship field laboratory for the Institute of Ag here at the University of Nebraska. So many of the faculty and several disciplines working in the ag, from anywhere from crops and livestock, environment and so on, they and their students conduct research at our center.
Well, congratulations on that position. And what did you think about the message that you heard here tonight?
Well, Michael talked about the seeds, and that agriculture is a seed and provides the the base for our economy and for our people, and the military protects us for that.
Yeah, it just seems like to me, as I've been able to follow him here in Nebraska, out in communities like Grand Island and Columbus, and now here in Lincoln, that you know, it's a real good message for our communities, and I've just seen it interesting to bring these two areas together in a program that you might not normally think. Well, as we look ahead here in Nebraska, anything you might want to tell us about the work that is being done at your center that people would be interested to know?
Well, of course, the issues that we're dealing with is energy is a very hot topic right now, and we have many research projects that are going on, such as looking at how corn is beneficial to our environment as providing as an alternative to fossil fuels, being able to renewable, actually reducing our carbon footprint with that crop, being able to capture some of that carbon and store some of it, and showing that ethanol production is actually a very energy positive alternative fuel. And of course, here in Nebraska, with the byproducts of ethanol, research working with our livestock, how to make that most beneficial. And you know, we're poised here in the Midwest and other parts of the country to really take advantage of ethanol as an alternative fuel source.
Well, good to hear that, and about the kind of research that you're doing there. And so I really enjoyed the opportunity to get to meet you, and thank you for coming out here to the program tonight. Are you going to be at the Saturday event?
Well, we're hoping to do so. We also have some family activities. We're looking forward to being able to join Mike. And want to thank the university's ROTC here for giving us this invite. Invite our students that might want to consider taking a degree in agriculture and biological sciences and so on, but also maybe consider throwing in Army ROTC that's also offered here at the UNL.
Absolutely. Good point, and glad you made that. Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.